Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Your Higher Self. I'm your host, Krista Melville. Today, I would like to actually go over the prelude to our love series beginning next Friday. And later on, I will be going over the exact outline of how the love series will flow. We'll be discussing 7 very distinct relationships as it pertains to love, what they mean, and how we should view them. But first, I just want to talk about how love is really necessary, how love is so important to us as a people, as a nation, as a culture. And simply, love really makes the world go round. And with everything that is going on in our world today and here on our home front in the US, we can really see that love is lacking. There's so much negativity in the air, and I just want to be one of those who project love in everything that I do, everything that I think, speak, and say. So without further ado, I would like to first start off by saying that love is indispensable. Yes, we can't do without it. Love can never be destroyed, and essentially, love will never end. You see, people desire the most excellent life, the most excellent lifestyle, the most excellent family, career, financial disposition, health, you name it. But God showed us a more excellent way. And having said that, we must observe several keys about love that we take for granted every day. You see, first of all, love isn't simply a gift to us. It is rather a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of God's Spirit, the essence of His character. And you see, our gifts from Him are so magnificent and powerful, but regardless of how we use them, what we accomplish with them, if we do not have love, they are meaningless. They have no value. They are not effective. Secondly, or thirdly rather, we are called to have a selfless concern for the welfare of others. For it is like Christ's love manifested in us, and the same love that He displayed as He gave up His life for us. We must truly possess a special capacity to trust God to remove or overcome overwhelming threats or unsurmountable obstacles. You see, love is powerful, but without trust in God, we can't do anything with it. It is rendered powerless without God's love. We are powerless without Him. In other words, we can't do anything in our strength because God is love. He is the Creator. So unless we put our trust in Him, when we say, I love you, it really doesn't mean anything. Have you ever doubted someone's love for you? Of course you have. I have. And you know why you did that? It's because you did not discern that they were of God. Simply put, if a person is not a believer, if a person is not of God, When they tell you they love you, you will not believe them. Because you know what? Do you know that saying that goes, when someone shows you who they are, believe them? Yes, you should. And we get that because when we see the way people treat us, we know whether they love us or not. Because we are known by our love. Let me break this down a little bit more. Love is an action word. If I tell you I love you, and I lie to you, I cheat on you, I steal from you, I bear false witness on your name, or I gossip, or I simply don't give you or show you the affection that you deserve. In other words, I'm selfish. If I do all of those things, it means that I don't love you. Or I don't understand what love truly is. I'm still immature. I don't have that understanding. So therefore, if I don't have it, I can't give it to you. So you see, it is important. It is so important that we possess that capacity to trust God. Because when we do that, we can go through anything because of love, no matter what comes our way. Because love is the most powerful thing. It's the most powerful state of being. Even in death, even in tragedy, and no matter what happens through the course of our lifetime, if we don't have love, we will not be able to overcome these situations. Also, even through our suffering, if it's not motivated by love, it accomplishes nothing. So, for example, if I were to lay down my life for my friend, my spouse, my child, or give up something of value that I have for someone else, if I don't do it because I love them, it has no value. In other words, they will not be impacted by that act. They will not know that I love them. Because listen, people can see right through us. Even a little child can discern when someone loves them. Imagine an older person. Imagine your teenager. Imagine your spouse. Imagine your parent. They can know if you love them by the way you treat them. So even if we say we're going to give up something we love, or I'm going to stay home because, oh, you keep complaining about something, or, you know, so often we pretend to do something just for the sake of peace, right? I'm sure we've all been guilty of that. But if it's not really motivated by love, then it would just be fake. You know, the person wouldn't really understand that you're doing it because you love them. They wouldn't feel like, oh, you did that for me. He must really love me. Or she must really love me. So we have to check our motives. Also, we must know once and for all that love never ceases. It never comes to an end. It's never replaced by anything else. So, for example, if your spouse, you know, oftentimes we hear or see when someone goes through a divorce, we see they're separated because of irreconcilable differences, or their vows or bonds are irretrievably broken. That says that the love died. Like, there's nothing else. It's done. So I often question, well, was there ever love in the first place? Was it just lust? Did you get together because you connected on a deep level? Like, what level was it? Was it just in your flesh? Did you just think this person was cute or hot or sexy, or they were rich and powerful? What was it that attracted you to them? Was it really love? How did you know it was love? So when you marry someone under these situations and tenses, how do you expect it to last? Of course, it was broken. It was broken from the beginning because you never built, you never created a bond. You were never friends. You never understood them. You never cared about their deepest feelings and emotions and thoughts and goals. You never really connected with their spirit. So how can you say it was love? Because if you do connect with someone, if you and that person understand that God created that bond between two people out of love, for love's sake, if you understand that, then you would do whatever it takes to protect that, because you would value it. You would go to the ends of the earth for it. You would lay down your life for it. You would sacrifice. So, having said all of these things, how can it be broken? You know, so, and of course, it takes time, it takes effort. So many things can happen and will happen throughout the course of any relationship. But as you encounter different trials and tribulations together, the love shouldn't weaken. It should rather become stronger. I'm sure you would agree on this. So no matter what happens, if you come to the conclusion that the love has ceased, it's simply saying that the love was never there. And I think we need to really, you know, just expose the elephant in the room. Let's not just say some words because it's on a legal document. And, you know, I always hear those words, so they're abused, rather. Irreconcilable differences. Why can't you reconcile? Dig deep. Where is the love? If it isn't there, it can't help you. Love is a foundation. It's a cushion. It's a protective seal. It's all of those things. And if you don't have it, or if you don't know how to put it to use, you can't benefit from it. Hence a divorce. Because it was never there. Moving along, in the body of Christ, there are different offices. There are, and where gifts are distributed, spiritual gifts I'm talking about, you know, such as wisdom, prophecy, speaking in tongues, healing, and so on. There are actually 12 of them, but we won't go into them today. But so that we have knowledge of our gifts and we execute them, we need to understand that without love, none of these gifts mean anything. You can speak in tongues all you want. If it's not used correctly, out of love for God's people and reverence for God Himself, it means nothing. If you can prophesy up and down, also realize that prophecy is only in part. We will never know everything. But if it's not done in love and order and decency, it will be meaningless. The body of Christ will not be edified properly, and therefore they will not be protected. And, you know, people are afraid of the truth. People are afraid to talk about death. People are afraid to face their demons, so to speak, their hurts, pain, suffering, bad decision, mistakes, you know, you name it, abuse. There's so many types of trials and tribulations that we go through in life, some inflicted by us, some inflicted upon us, Some were handed down through generations. Some we just have no control over. But I tell you, once a person knows that they are loved, they will have the strength and the courage to overcome anything. But the thing is, that person must be a believer. They must believe. They must believe in the power of love. They must know that love is indispensable. It is stronger than anything they've ever experienced. So that will give them the comfort and peace through every storm. That must be known. You must believe it with all your heart, all your mind, all of your soul. Folks, we have to dig deeper. We have to dig deeper. You know, when someone writes a song, it has a beginning and an end. Oftentimes, we gravitate towards a sad song because most people have experienced hurt, disappointment. Some are happy songs, but most of the times, you guys, we gravitate to sad songs, breakup songs. Why is that? You know, it makes us feel better. Does it remind us of the truth, what happened? But the thing with a song is, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It has a chorus that's repeated. But after a while, the track ends. So where do we go from here? Do we keep replaying the track until we feel better? Or do we face it? Do we go back and say, okay, this and that happened. Why did it happen? Was my love enough? Did I do everything out of love? You know, these are questions that we should ask. Even now, because no matter how far we've come, no matter what we've gone through, what happens consistently with us as a people is we keep on doing the same things over and over again. And that's because we have not identified the reasons why we don't love. We have not identified the reasons why we don't know how to love. What does love make us do? When we don't love, what do? So we have to look at it from all angles. But in the end, we will always come back to the center of it all. And love will always win. Love supersedes any gift because it outlasts them all. Long after the sought-after gifts are no longer necessary, love will still be the governing principle that controls all that God and His redeemed people are and do. And notice the word the redeemed people. When you are redeemed, it means that you are bought back. You are now back in reconciliation with God. You are no longer a sinner. You are no longer that old person that says they love someone and does the opposite of it. You understand fully what love is. Therefore, you can carry out a healthier relationship. You have expected outcomes because of it. And you are just at peace with your life. So, with all of that being said, I really wanted to come into this love series with a clear understanding of what love is. And as we go along in this series, it will just show up. Because oftentimes people require a definition. They require an annotated bibliography. They want commentary. They want to jump in. They want to talk. But what we need to do is begin to be better listeners. We need to begin to really listen and listen deeply and just be silent. Because oftentimes we have a response, we have an opinion, and we usually tend to go back to a place where we didn't feel loved. We usually go to a place where someone stripped us of our thoughts of what love should be like. You know, and usually at those times, we're not old enough to clearly understand what love is. So the meaning further gets distorted. And we just never mature as a people who know what love is. And because of that, we see in our society so many broken homes, so many broken relationships, absent parents. We have single moms, single dads, children who are abandoned, abused, neglected in every sense of the word. And sadly, because of that, we have people who leave the earth way before their time. So it begins at the center, at the core of a person. And because we are who we are, we tend to exhibit how we feel on the inside. And when you have children or people who are around you, who are sensitive to you, how we radiate love affects them, either negatively or positively. So it is vital that we understand what love is. So over the course of our love series, we will be addressing different roles that love takes on. And the first one is a father's love. And during that episode, we'll talk about the safety and security that love gives. And we usually experience that with our fathers. Whether it's our heavenly father, our earthly father, or someone in that role as a father. Secondly, we'll talk about a mother's love. And we will talk about how relentless the love of a mother is. Oh, I don't have to tell you that your mother will go to the ends of the earth for you. She will always have your back. And most of the time, very rare that doesn't happen, but when it does, something is very wrong there. And thirdly, we'll talk about a child's love. This is an unconditional love. This love is unmatchless. It occurs no matter what happens. And that's why Christ said in his word, you know, unless we come as a child, we will not inherit his kingdom. That's because children, most children, if you spank them or discipline them or do something to them, the second later, they will forgive you. They might feel sad for a little bit, but they'll come back and hug you and love on you. They'll go away most of the times, you know. Whereas if you offend an adult, well, they will snatch you in a minute. They will react adversely and they will want to fight. Children don't do this. Fourthly, we will talk about a servant's love. So we will address how to be the best servant, how to be obedient and submissive. And this is so important. Have you ever heard the expression, before you lead, you must know or learn how to follow? So we're all in a servant mode at some point in our lives, where we care for others. Even when you have your children, you're serving them, even though you're the parent. You don't necessarily have to have the role of a maid or a butler or a waiter or waitress. We're all called to serve. So that role should really be revered and not looked down upon. Okay, and fifth, we will discuss a leader's love. Really, we'll talk about how to lead with love. And this is very necessary. How a leader loves is very important because we look up to them. Do they listen? Are they patient? Are they understanding? Do they take into account how you feel? What's their temperament like? You know, and things of that nature. So this is so important. There's a scripture that reads, and I'm not quoting it. I'm going to loosely recall it. But it says that a man who can control his temper can take a city. And that means that if we have an irrational leader, This will bring harm and a threat to a nation because most likely they will not know how to deal with their enemies or their allies. You know, they may anger the wrong person for the wrong reason and things of that nature. So we need a leader or leaders who learn how to love. And love doesn't mean doesn't have to be physical or sexual, which some people may take it to that level. But it simply means to be respectful and to be understanding and really represent the office of a leader, which is a servant. Okay, and sixth, we have a people's love, or the love of a nation or a group of people. And this is, in this episode, we will talk about how to love ourselves and others and love one another as a community. But that really begins in the family unit and it goes outward. And this is so important because, you know, what we learn within the four walls is really going to be shown in our community. Because, you know, a child will take out to the outer world what they learn. And as we grow into the adult stages of life, that's everything goes back to what we learned at home. So how we love as people is very important because we're all connected. How I treat my neighbor affects the other neighbor. They take it back home. It goes out at work, at church, at school, at play. How we treat one another as a people reps off. So it's so important that we understand how to love one another and ourselves at the same time. Lastly, we will talk about the master's love. And this role is really sacrificial. And I'll be talking about the love of our Creator, who created the heavens and the earth, and us human beings, who created the animals, the birds, every living creature, created the grass, the trees, the sky, the sun, the moon. We will go in depth. We will talk about that, his purpose for creating the world, the universe, the galaxy, everything that moves. And really, his love, his purpose, really has to do with how we are supposed to love one another and show reverence to him. And that is something that's lacking, and it shows. And after we complete the 7 episode or the love series, we will further begin another sequence that has to do with love. And we'll talk about the expression of love, the value of love, and finally the acceptance of love. And the thing is, that is so important because many people don't know how to accept love. But we must first learn where it comes from, what it is, and, you know, there will not be any one answer because love really isn't a one-answer word. It is expressed in so many ways. You know, it is so multifaceted. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's marvelous. It's so pure. And it's seen in so many, through so many eyes, in so many different ways. And it has so many purposes. So I just want us to really embrace love, especially for where we are in the world now. It's needed. And where we can really get that appreciation for it is to really understand it. So I hope that you will join me on this journey to our higher selves. And we must begin with love, because if we don't have love for ourselves, we will never want to or aim to become better people. You have to have love for yourself in order to do that. So that is why I chose to begin this podcast ministry with the love series. So I hope that you will join me again next Friday as we embark on this series, I hope that you would invite your friends, your family members, your coworkers, people at church, in your different group settings. I really hope and pray that you would just invite as many people as you can to listen in. Because we really desperately need this right now in the world, no matter what country you live in, what part of the globe, what state, wherever you live, we all need to talk about love. We need to embrace it more, but we need to understand it, to understand what it does and what it does not do. So thank you so much for even listening to this broadcast, and again, I hope that you like it. Subscribe so that you get notifications as to when each episode airs, and you can share it. You could just, but I want you to just take it in. Just take it in. Just listen. Just go somewhere quiet, you know, and just take it in. Because that's what I really want. I don't want to talk over you. I don't want to say things that you don't understand. I will be speaking under submission. Because I want the Holy Spirit to speak through me to you. And He has already gone out and prepared the minds of those who will receive this message. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for this opportunity to come to you for such a time as this. So with that, I am going to sign off, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week when we will begin the Love Series. So until then, take care of yourselves and continue to rise higher and higher as we go on this journey to our higher selves. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon. Bye now.